Welcome back to John Murphy Show, presented by NOCO at One Bills Drive. We are in week two of organized team activity, and a lot of activity for the guy who is in studio with us right now, former second-round pick of the Bills, Terrell Troop. Thanks very much for coming by, Terrell. We appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem at all.
Talk about this now going into your fourth year, and even though you lost all of last year, you must feel comfortable and settled and at least know the organization pretty well these days.
Honestly, you would think so, but not really with all the changes. You know, it's kind of like I got to put on a performance for everybody that's new now. So it's back to square one.
Yeah, you're not alone, I would think. Even the guys who've been here for a couple of years probably think there's a new set of eyes watching us. We got to pay attention now.
Right, definitely. You get comfortable when you've been here two or three years with a certain staff, and now it's a new staff. So you have to get used to everything that they do and the way they do things.
Terrell, let's talk about last year for a second. I recall when the team went to camp last year and you had the back issues. It seemed like in camp anyway, you were really struggling trying to stay on the field and stay healthy and almost ready to break out. How did you approach going into last year at training camp?
Going into last year, honestly, I knew I wasn't healthy enough. I wasn't healed enough from my surgery. You know, they just wanted me to go out there and do what I was able to do, and what I was able to do wasn't much. You know, I couldn't even make it to a preseason game.
Yeah.
And a lot of that had to do with the atrophy in my legs and losing a lot of strength in my legs. And, you know, the back was healed, but just from the surgery, I had a lot of, recurring issues with my legs. So.
When was the surgery? When did you have the surgery?
December 2011. Yeah, 2011. Yeah.
All right, so let me back it up, because maybe this I going into camp in 2011, and that was coming off the lockout, that's when you were primed and ready to go, right? You went into camp with a full head of steam, ready to go.
Yeah, I was ready to go. I worked my butt off. I did everything I was supposed to do in the offseason, and then unfortunately, I think it was the fourth preseason game of the year, and a freak accident. I honestly don't know how it happened. And, I came out feeling good after the game. But 3 days later, you know, I started feeling real achy and my back started hurting. And I tried to go out to practice and it just wouldn't happen. So, you know, the doctors ask me all the time, do you have any kind of recall of anything that happened in the game? But, you know, when you got that much adrenaline going, you can't feel anything anyway. So, you know, I didn't feel anything the 3 days afterwards.
And what was it, a disc issue in the lower back?
The disc was protruding onto my nerves. So I was feeling it all the way down to my toes. So it was just a constant pain. And, you know, I was able to, once I got going, I was able to block out the pain for most of the season and try to keep playing through it. But it got to the point, I think we were up at the New York Jets, and, you know, I tried to go out and warm up, and it just wasn't happening for me.
So that was 2011. You managed to play six games. Then you went on IR. Then you had the back surgery.
Yeah.
So, and going to camp last year, now we're back to 2012, you knew going in that it just wasn't right. And did they tell you it would take that long to recover from the surgery?
Well, you know, the doctor had performed the surgery a few times, and he told me it could be anywhere between 6 months and a year. You know, he said, hope for the best. Hopefully it would be 6 months, but it just didn't happen that way. 6 months after my surgery, I was still taking pain pills. You know, I was still couldn't sit for 5 minutes. So, you know, it was even a struggle getting from Atlanta back up to Buffalo, having to sit on the plane. I thought I was going to have to lay in the aisle just to make it back up here.
Wow.
So, you know, it just was a time. You know, my body took a little bit longer. Some guys take 6 months, some guys take a year. So
IR all last year for you. How did you spend last year? What did you do?
Working out every day.
Yeah.
You know, spending it with Coach Gamble that used to be our strength coach. And, you know, sitting down with Buddy Nix and, you know, the staff before the season started, you know, they told me that they wanted me to be here. And they thought I was a good player. And they didn't think cutting me would be the best thing, you know, for me or for them. You know, they felt like I could play football, so they wanted to give me a chance to get healthy.
They have a second-round pick invested in you, and they also must feel like they saw something from your rookie year and from the six games you played in your second year, right?
Yeah, definitely. I've definitely felt like I was getting into a stride going into my second year, and, you know, just a freak accident. You know?
Now, let's bring us up to speed for this year and I guess leading up to this year. When did your back feel good enough so that you could start working out and participating in these workouts?
Actually, last October, you know, but I was obviously on IR
out the year.
For the year. So I started doing field work back in October, hitting sleds, moving around. And, you know, with every day, I just gained more confidence. And that's the biggest thing, gaining confidence after coming off of a big surgery like that, falling on the ground and, getting your legs back under you. But now I feel good.
We're talking with Terrell Troop, former Bills second-round draft pick, now in his fourth year out of Central Florida. Let's talk about this OTA, and in particular, the OTA practice today, Terrell. You were running around all over the place and made a couple plays. It had to feel pretty good. Was that one of your best practices since you've been back?
Yeah, definitely. With the time off, it comes a lot of rust. So, I have to practice the little things that other guys might take for granted, my footwork, my hand placement, my pad level. So, I've been focusing on all those things. And, coach today told me just to get out there and play and just move fast. And that's what I did. And I made a few plays.
Was that Coach Weaver I heard a couple times today calling out your name?
Yeah.
And it was all good. I mean, he was pretty pleased with the way you played today.
Yeah, definitely.
What do you get out of these OTAs? I mean, what do you feel like you're getting out of these snaps that you're getting now?
The biggest thing is getting the rust off. Like I said, being out of football for a while, and it's just you have to remember so much. And we're learning a new defense, which is coming along well. I feel like I pick up on defense as well. So it's just, repetitively doing those things, over and over again.
How does this defense change for interior defensive linemen like yourself?
I feel like we move around a lot more. We won't be so vanilla, and that's going to be great for us because, sometimes I feel like we got too vanilla. And now we're going to be moving around. We're going to be making plays. They're preaching, attack, attack, attack. We're one of the strongest parts of our defense is our defensive line. So we need to be able to make plays and get off the ball. So.
Jarrell, do you find yourself playing like a two technique, like a nose tackle type from time to time?
It's funny because when we started OTAs, the first thing I went back to was two gapping because that's what we've been doing for the last 2 years. And, after the first day, Marone came up to me and, told me, you got to get out of that mindset. We'll do a little bit of two gapping, but we want to get off the ball and penetrate and make plays.
So. Okay. And then do you think that's something that suits your game?
Yeah, definitely. I can do both of them. I can get off the ball. I got a quick first step so I can get off the ball and get in the backfield.
What do you think of this new coaching staff, especially on the defensive side of the ball? What's their philosophy? What's their plan, do you think?
The biggest thing is, they're not going to accept, the same old stuff, and that's going to be big for us. And this new defense, I really like the new defense. We got a lot of defensive schemes and putting a lot of guys in different positions to make plays. But the biggest thing is, like I said, is they're not going to accept the same old, same old.
Terrell, you look at the guys around you and in the fact that you didn't play last year and only got in six games a year before. I mean, the beat goes on. They've added people. They've added defensive linemen. They've got some pretty good interior guys already with Kyle and Marcel Darius. What's your role, do you think, in that group inside or on that defensive line in general?
Honestly, I just look at my role as to make anybody better that I can, give competition and push anybody that I can. And, the biggest thing is if somebody go down, somebody else got to step in and take the place and play at a high level too. So, I'm still learning from Kyle every day. Kyle is one of them great players that knows a lot. So you can pull anything from him. You definitely do. And Marcel just has natural talent. So,
yeah. I mean, it's a pretty talented group overall, isn't it? And maybe more talented than they showed last year. You were talking about how vanilla things were last year.
Yeah, definitely. So hopefully, we're able to make a lot more plays with the guys that we have in our room. We got some great guys in our room.
Terrell, from a personal standpoint, again, as you go into your fourth year, losing all of last year, six games a year before, how much do you feel you have to prove, as a former second-round pick? And people, you feel like people are looking at you like, come on, it's time now?
I get so much ridicule and so much of that. I just try to honestly block it out and play football.
Where do you get that from?
I get that from everywhere. I just get that from walking down the street, So
come on, really?
Yeah. So, it is what it is. The fans here respect a lot. And, unfortunately, I can't do anything about my injury or getting hurt. So I just have to block things like that out. The coaching staff know who I am and what I can do. And, I feel very comfortable with those guys. So, that's all I can do is, play for them.
The coaching staff, and I know based on going into camp a couple of years ago, 2011, the scouting staff holds you in pretty high regard. I mean, they spent a second-round pick on you. Yeah. They saw a lot of things going into your second year. Yeah. They expect a lot from you, too, I would think.
Yeah,
right?
they definitely do, and I definitely feel like I can add to this team. I just have to stay healthy and hopefully no more freak accidents, nothing crazy like that, and I can get through a full season. So
you guys are about midway through the OTAs, and then there's a one-week mini camp in the middle of June. do you count the days or do you look forward to these practice days? Are you looking forward to ending it or do you like what you do?
Me, honestly, I look forward to the days. You know, I was ready to go back in January. So, you know, I look forward to every day getting to go out there and hit somebody because I missed the whole year. You know, you take for granted what you're doing every day. But now that I had a chance to actually sit out and see everybody and not be a part of the team, and now I get to be back with my teammates, it's just a joy just to run out on the field.
Good luck to you. Thanks for doing this.
Thank you. No problem.